Welcome back. Today we're doing something very specific and very fun. Taking a raga, or MC vocal cut, and making it feel like it was lifted off a 1994 pirate radio tape, then dropped straight onto a modern drum and bass mix. Gritty, hyped, slightly unstable, but still clean enough that every word lands on top of the drums and doesn't get eaten by the bass. We're staying in Ableton Live 12, and we're keeping it stock. The focus is mixing, but we'll also use a few arrangement moves that sell the illusion. Because here's the truth. Old school isn't just lo-fi. It's timing, throws, bandwidth moments, and that kind of chaotic control. Before we start, quick mindset shift. Solo lies. A raga cut can sound disgusting in solo and absolutely perfect in the full mix. So do most of this while the full drum and bass is playing, and level match your processing when you /B. If you turn the chain on and it feels better only because it got louder, that's not vibe. That's volume. Alright, step 0. Session setup. Set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 175 BPM. Drop your raga phrase onto a dedicated audio track and name it Raga CUT. Now warp mode matters. If the vocal is tight and rhythmic, like a chant or short phrase, try beats mode. Preserve set to transients and bring the envelope somewhere around 40 to 70 so it stays punchy without clicking. If it's more sung, more flowing, go complex pro. You can play with formants from 0 to plus 20, but be careful too much and it gets that watery, facey modern warp thing, which kills the tape fantasy. Now gain stage. Before you add any devices, aim for peaks around minus 10 to minus 60 BFS. Headroom is the whole game today, because we're going to saturate, parallel smash, and throw delays. If you start hot, everything after it just turns into accidental clipping. Good. Now let's carve it so it actually fits D&B. First device, EQ8, high pass it, somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz, with a steep slope 24 or even 48 dB per octave. Raga cuts often carry mic stand rumble, room thud, or vinyl low-end junk, and in D&B that stuff fights your kick and your sub immediately. Next, hunt the box. Add a bell around 250 to 450 Hz, pull it down maybe 2 to 5 dB, medium Q around 1.2. You're not trying to make it thin, you're trying to stop it from sounding like it's in a cardboard tube. Then tame harsh bite, another bell around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz, minus 1 to minus 4 dB, Q around 2. This is the cheap megaphone pain zone, and if you distort before you control it, it gets ugly fast. Optional, if the sample is dull, a gentle high shelf around 8 to 12 kHz, plus 1 to plus 3 dB. Optional means optional, if your hats and brakes are already bright. Don't add top just because you can. Now we add the VHS preamp vibe, but controlled. Drop in saturator. Set the mode to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. And level match the output so the vocal is not just louder. This is important. You want density and attitude while the fader stays basically where it was. If you want a little extra focus, enable color. Set the color frequency around 3 to 6 kHz for presence, or 200 to 400 Hz for thickness. Just remember, you already carved boxiness. Don't reinflate the mud. Now the wobble. We want cheap playback, not EDM chorus. Add chorus ensemble, mode ensemble or classic. Rate slow 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Amount 5 to 18%. Delay time 6 to 18 milliseconds. Width around 80 to 120 and keep mix low, like 5 to 15%. Teacher note, if the groove suddenly feels late or smeary, you've gone too far. Jungle can be messy, but the drums are still militant. The wobble should feel like a tape transport that's slightly tired, not like the vocal is swimming. Next, bandwidth shaping. This is where tape starts to sound believable. Add a second EQ8 after the color. Put a gentle low-pass filter around 11 to 15 kHz. Start at 13k, 12 dB slope. That subtle roll-off is huge. It takes the freshly downloaded edge off. And here's a move we'll save for later automation. Set up a radio band pass moment. You can do it right inside a Q8. High pass around 250 to 400 Hz and low pass around 4 to 7 kHz. Don't leave it on permanently. That's your tease button for fills, transitions, and little one-beat flicks. Now dynamics control. D&B needs consistency because the vocal is competing with fast transients and steady bass energy. Add either compressor or glue. If you want clean control, use compressor. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 15 to 30 milliseconds so consonants pop through. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you want a bit more vibe, use glue compressor. Attack 10 ms. Release AHO ratio 2 to 1 and keep it gentle 2 to 4 dB of reduction. If your sample already sounds crushed, back off. Overcompressed raga becomes papery and weirdly small, especially once you start adding distortion and parallel. Optional step: digital badness. This is the sampled, transferred, duplicated 3x flavor. Add redux slightly. Downsample around 1.2x to 2.5x. Bits around 8 to 12. Dry slash wet very low, like 3 to 10%. This should not sound like you destroyed it. It should sound like the audio has lived a life. At this point, the main chain is basically EQ8, saturator, chorus ensemble, EQ8, compressor, and maybe redux. Now we go big. Parallel processing. Create a return track and name it a tape smash. On that return, build this chain. Saturator into glue, compressor into EQ8. On the return saturator, go more aggressive. You can try wave shaper for attitude or stick with analog clip for safety. Drive 8 to 16 dB. Soft clip on. Then glue compressor. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 3 ms. Release 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. And yes, this one can grab hard. 5 to 10 dB of gain reduction. Then EQ8 to keep the smash from turning into mud and fizz. High pass at 150 to 250 Hz. If it hurts, dip 3 to 5 kHz slightly. And consider a low pass at 10 to 12 kHz to keep it in tape world. Now send the raga cut to a tape smash. Start low, like minus 18 to minus 12 dB send level, and bring it up until the vocal gains weight and grit in the mix. Here's the rule: when you mute the parallel, you should miss it. When you solo the parallel, it should sound a bit insane. That's how you know it's doing its job. Quick pro move: keep the message centered. If you want that old radio authority, add utility at the end of the main raga chain and try width between 70 and 100%. And if things feel too wide from the chorus, keep the main vocal more mono forward and let the returns be the width. Now let's build the classic jungle space. Dub echo that ducks properly so it doesn't smear your snare. Create another return. B-dub echo. Chain is echo, then EQ8, then compressor with sidechain. On echo, turn sync on. Time to 1/4 or 1/8 dotted. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Use echo's filters. High pass 300 to 600 Hz. Low pass 3 to 6 kHz. A little modulation. 2 to 8%. For movement. Reverb inside echo, optional. 0 to 10%. And because it's a return, keep dry slash wet at 100%. After that, EQ8 again to keep it clean. High pass 300 to 500 Hz. And if the delay builds harshness, tip 2.5 to 4 kHz a little. Now the key. Sidechain compression on the delay return. Add compressor. Enable sidechain. Set input to the dry raga CUT track. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 ms. Release 120 to 250 ms. Pull the threshold down until the echoes step back while the vocal is speaking, then bloom in the gaps. That's the sound system behavior. Hype in the spaces, discipline during the line. Optional return. VHS room glue. This is not a big reverb wash. It's the suggestion of a space. Create return CVHS room. Put hybrid reverb on it. Set it to room or small ambience. Decay 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 ms. Low cut 250 to 400 hz. High cut 6 to 9 kHz. Dry slash wet 100%. Then a saturator after it. Drive 2 to 5 dB and an EQ8 to tidy it. High pass 250 to 400. Low pass 7 to 10 k. Send just a touch, like minus 24 to minus 18 dB. If you notice it as reverb, it's too loud. You want it to feel like the vocal exists inside the same cassette universe as the rest of the tune. Now some extra coach notes that level this up fast. First, calibrate tape vibe to the mix, not to the solo. When drums and bass are playing, adjust saturator drive, redux wet, and chorus mix, and do level match to slash B. In Ableton you can group the vocal devices and toggle them with device activators. Keep perceived loudness the same. If it only sounds better because it got louder, adjust output and try again. Second, make a pocket dynamically, stock friendly, because live doesn't hand you a dedicated dynamic EQ. Put an EQ8 on your bass group, at a bell around 180 to 350 Hz, where raga body overlaps with res and mid bass. Then add a compressor after that EQ, sidechain it from the raga CUT, and set it to just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction when the vocal hits. That way you don't have to permanently thin your bass or your vocal. The mix breathes around the vocal automatically. Third, two-stage dedessing without a dedesser. If your S&T get wild after saturation, do a little control before and after. Before saturator, add multiband dynamics. Focus on the high band, crossover around 5 to 7 kHz and compress lightly, around 2 to 1, just shaving a bit when it gets spitty. After saturation, use EQ8 with a narrow bell around 6 to 9 kHz and only cut if it's necessary. Don't overdo it or you'll remove all the excitement. Fourth, believable noise is gated by activity. Instead of constant hiss, put something like vinyl distortion for just the noise, or a tiny noise layer, and gate it so it blooms on phrases and disappears in the gaps. Use gate with sidechain keyed from the Raga track. That's the tape comes alive when the MC speaks illusion. Now, if you want to go a step more advanced, here's a really practical variation. Split clean versus grid inside an audio effect rack. On Raga Cut, make an audio effect rack with two chains. One chain is clean, EQ8 and compressor. Keep it intelligible, no redux. The other chain is grit, more saturator drive, a bit more redux wet, more band limited EQ, maybe utility to narrow it. Blend the two chain volumes until you get tape energy without losing the words. This is a cheat code for dense mixes. Another advanced trick, snare driven pumping on the parallel only. Put a compressor at the end of the take smash return, sidechain it from the snare. Fast attack, medium release, and just a few dB of gain reduction. Now the grit ducks on the backbeat, and your snare stays crisp without you having to turn anything down. Alright, now we sell the era with arrangement moves. This is where people go, oh wow, that sounds like jungle. First move, band pass tease before the drop. For one or two bars, automate that radio band EQ. High pass around 300, low pass around 5K. Then snap back to full range right on the drop. The contrast is the hype. Second, dub echo throws. Automate the send to BDB echo only on the last word of a phrase. Even better, slice the vocal so the last syllable is its own clip, and only send that slice. This keeps the main line upfront and the throw clean.